Good afternoon and welcome to the Midday News for today, Thursday, October 29. I am your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, Tourism Minister Robert Tong confirms that a Hilton-connected hotel is coming to Dominica in 2018. The Dominica Solid Waste Management Corporation urges the public to adhere to the regulations governing the collection of plastic materials. All Jamaican hospitals will be testing pregnant women and newborns for sickle cell disease from December 2015. And the government of China has decided to end its decades-long one-child policy. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. The details coming up.
Feel the difference with affordable air condition units from Quartz. And right now, you can beat the heat with split units starting at only $1,399 cash or $19 weekly. So come in today and get the air condition unit that gives you the cool comfort you want. Only at Quartz, bringing value home.
Dominica's Tourism Minister Robert Tong has confirmed that a Hilton hotel is coming to the island. The Tranquility Beach Resort Dominica Curio Connection by Hilton is expected to open in Salisbury in 2018. Mr. Tong says the idea, which is the brainchild of a Dominican living in Anguilla, is being financed under the Citizen by Investment Program, the CIP.
Basically, the Hilton is a hotel that's going to manage a property. Okay, so the property is going to be called Tranquility Resorts. And that's an idea by actually a Dominican. His name is Ian Edwards. And Ian Edwards is an architect who's been working in, who lives in Anguilla and has been received a couple of awards for having some amazingly beautiful properties. And he's one who's always wanted to come back to Dominica to give back to a certain extent. And he saw the opportunity to give back by putting down a property in Dominica. That property is going to be financed through the Citizen by Investment Program. So as you can see, the real estate portion of the Citizen by Investment Program is a great opportunity for persons to capitalize on, to have some hotel-type projects. What the government of Dominica does is to screen these investors and these potential developers very closely, because we want to ensure that any properties being built right now are going to be sustainable. We don't just want a building. We want a building that is at a particular level and that attracts a lot of people to Dominica. It also attracts some of the best hotel properties in the world. Because when you have one of these great properties in Dominica, it normally tends to attract more people to come to the country. It also attracts other hotels at that same level.
Tong says the new hotel is not a direct competitor to the other hotels set for Dominica. However, he says the new resort will enhance the country as a tourism destination.
So in terms of the competition, a lot of people are worried, how is it going to impact on the other properties? These properties that are being built, all of them are practically at a higher level than the properties that are currently in Dominica. See, except for maybe Jungle Bay and Secret Bay. So they are not direct competitors, but what it does, it allows to make Dominica more visible. It allows Dominicans to work at these properties and be better trained, because obviously you're providing up a much higher level of service, which will help increase our level of service that we provide in Dominica. And you will realize that from the recent Brewer report, one of our shortcomings was our customer service. So I see this as a positive in terms of bringing up our level of customer service in Dominica, also bringing better visibility to Dominica, so that we can have more persons in Dominica experiencing what Dominica has to offer and all of our natural beauty and sights.
It is said that the property will encompass a gated community of 61 bedroom villa suites, built in 15 new buildings along the Dominica coastline, accessible by a private beach, and surrounded by the luscious greenery of the country's indigenous forests. It will also include a pool, two 1,200 square foot meeting and event spaces, a wellness center, and a gym. Water and sewage company Dowasco says new maintenance measures will be employed in ongoing efforts to restore the water supply to Colihoe and Culibisri. Public Relations Officer Edward Regis says the company continues to work towards providing potable water to communities along the West Coast.
Dowasco continues to work towards providing potable water to communities along the West Coast of Dominica. Special emphasis has been placed on the communities of Colihoe and Culibisri. Following the passage of Tropical Storm Erica, the intakes and supply lines providing water to these two communities had been severely damaged, and no effort has been spared to try to restore water. However, there remains a number of challenges which the Wasco has had to respond to. The Wasco wishes to reassure the residents of Koligo and Kolibistri that new maintenance measures are being employed as of Wednesday, 28th October, which will allow the Wasco engineers and crew to identify major leaks on the lines which require repairs and thereby enable the supply to Koligo and Kolibistri to be restored. In the interim, the Wasco will truck water to the affected communities, and we remain confident that water can be restored to the communities of Koligo and Kolibistri at the soonest possible time.
Regis says the Wasco is also working towards correcting the broken sewage lines along the Dominica-China Friendship Bridge.
Following the passage of Tropical Storm Erica, the sewage lines were broken and the process of repairing them remained a major challenge. The Wasco has decided to undertake a major repair effort which may cause some inconvenience to customers in the Greater Roseau area in an effort to repair the damaged lines. In this regard, the water supply to the city of Roseau will be interrupted on Wednesday, 28th October from 3 p.m. until 3 a.m. on Thursday, 29th October to facilitate the repairs. The Wasco encourages residents of Roseau to keep water in storage for domestic use during the period when the water supply will be interrupted. The Wasco regrets any inconvenience and requests the cooperation of all concerned.
Manager of the Grotto Home for the Homeless, Lucia Blazer Jones, has welcomed the cash contribution from the Baha'i community of Dominica. She says it will go a long way towards assisting the operations at the Grotto Home. The foundation provided the Grotto Home with a $16,000 check on Tuesday, which will go towards the purchase of a heavy-duty stove. Blazer Jones says the stove is needed for the new Grotto building in Bellevue Roll, and it will help the home to continue providing care for the homeless.
You know, overwhelmed, that I said earlier, seems to be my adjective for the end of the year, because persons are coming forward and really helping us because we want to move up. And even if we would have moved up without a stove, you know, a home is not a home without a kitchen, and a kitchen is not a kitchen without a stove. And while you'd say, oh, but you could get a stove in town, but our stove works 24/7. But besides feeding our residents, we still have the soup kitchen. So it cannot be any little stove that you get in town, you know, that you have in a home. It has to be one that is sturdy, like what they have at the hotels. Because in fact, Grotto is a hotel, you know, for the homeless people who cannot take care of themselves.
Mona George Dill is the Administrative Secretary of the Baha'i Community.
The National Spiritual Assembly of the Baha'is of the Commonwealth of Dominica and the Baha'i International Community are pleased to present the accompanying check, equivalent $6,000, to the Grotto Home for the Homeless, Roseau, Commonwealth of Dominica, to be used in the purchase of a heavy-duty cooking range for spiritual services that this organization provides by way of a home for the homeless and food for the hungry in the Commonwealth of Dominica, and that is particularly in view of the difficulties that followed Tropical Storm Erica.
You are listening to Q95's Lunchtime News. Dominica's Botanic Gardens is now fully equipped with wireless broadband services. The $210,000 initiative, which targets students across Dominica, is a collaborative project by Digicel and the National Telecommunications Regulatory Commission in Dominica. Minister responsible for information and technology, Kelva Daru, told the official launching ceremony on Wednesday, the broadband wireless initiative is a major step in the advancement of the technology sector here. He says several benefits will be derived from this sector.
And broadband technology, my dear friends, it underpins every facet of the modern world. That is to say that we can have more interaction, greater interface between service providers, between the citizens, between governments, businesses are able to transact their businesses much better, and we have greater innovation and communication. So within this serene environment of the Botanical Gardens, I expect to see citizens, visitors alike come here within this environment and utilize the wireless access here to transact business, to communicate, and a wide array of other services that may be implemented here.
Meantime, Daru says harmful and pornographic sites will not be accessed on the latest wireless service, and the Wi-Fi service will be shut down once the gardens is closed for the day.
Let me also say that this project is not being done irresponsibly, because a lot of times people believe that when you have free wireless, free access, people will tend to use it in an indiscriminate manner. But every effort has been made to encourage responsible use of the internet. And that is why I mentioned earlier on that some sites, particularly sites that are harmful, sites that promote violence and pornography, these sites will be blocked and will only be allowed to use the Wi-Fi during the opening hours of the gardens. So this is within a controlled environment. So between the hours of 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., it will be available, and we'll also filter certain sites so as there will not be any irresponsible use of the internet. And I want to thank the NTRC for taking the lead in that.
Meantime, Acting Prime Minister Raymond Blackmore says the provision of broadband wireless service at the gardens is consistent with the goals set for Dominica by the ruling government.
This country, under the visionary leadership of the Prime Minister Roosevelt Scarrett, is set on a path of socio-economic prosperity driven by science and modern technologies. Ladies and gentlemen, the pledge to our people of this country can be found on pages 35 and 36 of the Dominican Labour Party manifesto in 2040. Permit me therefore to reference page 36. What we promise during this term, we will continue the development and expansion of telecommunication services island-wide and provide universal coverage of the island through broadband connectivity.
The Dominica Solid Waste Management Corporation is urging the public to adhere to the regulations governing the collection of plastic-based materials. The corporation says it is continuing the collection of such plastic materials this weekend.
Saturday, we design it as Plastic Day. Okay. So wherever you are in Dominica, please hold on to your plastic-based material. Do not put it out in your general waste stream. You're not going to get any problem storing plastics. So put your plastics aside, whether you're in Soufre, whether in Scottsdale, even if you have not heard of the collection time for your community, it is going to come. Just keep it there. So this Saturday being the 31st, we'll be in the West, the Marigot Bells Concord area. So if you live in those areas, just 8 o'clock, put your garbage out on the road. We have our assigned vehicles. We'll pass, we'll collect those plastic-based material. And on the 7th, we'll be in the Portsmouth area. On the 14th of November, we'll be in the Girardelle, Eglinton, Lobia, Castle Comfort area. And if you do not know when is the collection frequency or time for your community, call Solid Waste. It is in the office. Somebody can access it for the general folder. It is printed. All our staff know where it is, and they could advise you accordingly. So we want to see that culture change. We want to see, you know, people put out the material. We're creating the avenue for you. So put out the material, we'll pass, we'll collect.
And the Office of Disaster Management has confirmed that there were earth tremors in Soufre on Tuesday night. Program Officer at the ODM, Steve Joseph, confirms that about 13 tremors were felt.
We were contacted by persons from the Scottsdale Soufre area. And when I say we, the Office of Disaster Management, I spoke to the chairman of the council, who himself had felt the tremors. I spoke to a community emergency response team member, who herself indicated that she had felt from after 6. I think one of the major ones was at around 6:51 p.m. And she said she was up until 11:12 and recorded in terms of feeling about 13. So this is the information we've received from the community in terms of the activities last evening.
Joseph says the earth tremors are more likely volcanic related.
We've been in conversation with the Seismic Research Center, UWE, that's the monitoring authority on seismic activity for Dominica. They themselves has informed us that they did record some activity in that area. And of course, we'll be proceeding to provide some more in-depth monitoring Of course, we know that this is not new to that part of the island. We've had similar activities from around 1998 into 2000. And so it's more likely volcanic related, and that we basically asking residents to be vigilant and continue to monitor. Of course, volcanic activity is usually a slower event than other types of hazards, and so there will be other signals that would suggest that any eruption or anything is a threat. So we basically going to continue monitoring over the next couple of days in terms of if there's going to be any increased activity, and we'll await a more official word from the SRC.
In other news, come December 2015, all the public hospitals in Jamaica will be testing pregnant women and newborns for sickle cell disease, SCD. The universal screening program is part of a thrust by the government to develop a strong framework for the early detection, diagnosis, and treatment of persons suffering from debilitating condition. SCD is one of the priority conditions that have been included in the government's strategic and national action plan for the prevention and control of non-communicable diseases, NCDs, 2013 to 2018. Universal newborn screening for SCD is strongly advocated by experts in the area, including global leader in SCD and director of the Sickle Cell Thrust, Professor Graham Sargent. The expert, who is the foremost authority on the clinical manifestations and care of patients with SCD, diagnosed over 300 patients at birth while screening 100,000 babies at the Victoria Jubilee Hospital between 1973 and 1981. He said the findings from the original Jamaican study proved that newborn screening is essential in preventing many of the complications associated with SCD. And all couples will now be allowed to have two children, the state-run news agency said, citing a statement from the Communist Party that's in China. The controversial policy was introduced nationally in 1979 to reduce the country's birth rate and slow the population growth rate. However, concerns that China's aging population led to pressure for change. The one-child policy is estimated to have prevented about 400 million births since it began. Couples who violated the policy faced a variety of punishments, from fines and the loss of employment to forced abortions. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. Tourism Minister Robert Strong confirms that a Hilton-connected hotel is coming to Dominica in 2018. Dominica Solid Waste Management Corporation urges the public to adhere to the regulations governing the collection of plastic materials. All Jamaican hospitals will be testing pregnant women and newborns for sickle cell disease from December this year. And the government of China has decided to end its decades-long one-child policy. The news is brought to you through the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.